since our days, a mechitza that was made on Shabbos, it was made to show you he can carry it, it was made to make you cannot carry it. And immediately, that's from that situation which there was no mechitza there, or at least at the beginning of Shabbos there was no mechitza. It doesn't help, it was the middle of the week. When Shabbos starts, there's no mechitza. And in the beginning of Shabbos there were a mechitza. This year, he removed him, and then it can made a second time, if he would be made then, goes back to the original heter. So even though this person did illegal behavior, but Lamaitan, since his Rishus was Rishus Yochanan on Aser of Shabbos, even though there's a time between that stop, but when it becomes Rishus Yochanan again, they left it on the Iker Adin that he can carry it. Good. Shnai Vishoshi Kigum Alkoz, Vivo Yisayim, Rishus Aravid, two or three people that surrounded themselves with mats, which were basically made as mechitzas. So these mechitzas were set up before Shabbos in Rishus HaRabbis, so now they became Rishus HaYochanan. The Dilu Gan Bineihem, Mavsolot, and they also separated between them. So they made this Rishus, and they separated from one person to the next, and the Erev Yachar, they also made a Erev between them, yeah, in a way that they can get from one side to the other, or at least use from one side to the other. Mutar Matafu Zemizeh, they can carry Nigulu HaMach Litzoyes, they rolled up these mats, Nesim, because they lost their mechitzas. Chazu, the Nitzrazu, is the Mezen of the Tenishim. They came back again in the Mezen that they had the Hesed to use the Rishuyas and carrying them as much as they want. And the Rishu says, though, that really the Poitim say that if there was one point of time that it was not Rishus HaYochid and that he made it back to Rishus HaYochid, it's also. The only time in a case where the outside mechitzas remained intact. So it was Rishus Yehoshua from beginning to end. But in the beginning, there's a mechitza between Rishus Ruvain and Rishus Shimon, and that fell down. So the whole time with the problem of Erech HaTzedus, in that situation, when it got fixed up, it's all right. Yeah. But from Rishus Yehoshua to Rishus Rabin, even if half in the middle of the Shabbos, it does not help. So the point of this, the halakha would be that if you have a common kosher, and somebody put a mechitza to separate the two on Shabbos, it does not work. But on the opposite of Shabbos, there was a mechitza, it fell down, you put it back, then it would help, and once it's put back, each one has his own independent mishus, and he carries in his mishus. Siv Dalet, Svidim Motel Tafel, Bekul Hachim, Yoyisim Beis Hassan, Bekashim Kefel, Dira. A boat is considered that its mechitzas were made for dwelling in, and therefore even if it's a large boat, aircraft carrier, if you're allowed to carry the whole thing, because it's made for deer. Kofalodu tachter, ave yishus hayochin afolet. If you turn the boat upside down, don't try that on an aircraft carrier. But if you have a boat, you turn it upside down. So even on top of it is also yishus hayochin, because basically you have this upside down boat. Inside the boat is yishus hayochin, and the top is like the roof. Yeah. And Mishra adds that even if it's more than Beis Hosayim, it's very large, it's also considered Mukavadir, it's a very big Kiddush, because since underneath, where it was primarily made, is Mukavadir, it's for dwelling purposes, also the roof is considered Mukavadir. So basically, point is, it's from out, any roof, you know, it's very large, you can carry an entire roof, since the roof over a dwelling place. But cover the doctor, if he turned it upside down, not to dwell underneath it, but to put a new layer of tar on the outside of it to make it more waterproof. And the top of the boat, if you want to walk on the top of this large boat, if it's more than base of time, more than 70 ounces, 70 ounces, you cannot carry in that area because it's considered that it's not a dwelling place anymore. It's an upside down boat. This a akko, dako, is a mechitza. Mechitza can be made out of any material, a kelin, for kofas, can be made out of any type of kli, or saddles, the angel eiris, ravad, the angel ravon, whether it's horizontal, and ropes that add up to 10 tefachim, olshem, shizi, ravad, or its vertical pole, from kanuts and dollars, that they're less than 3 tefachim apart from each other. They combine to make a koyzel and mutorim at the same. It can be, you can carry as long as it's up to the size of a stem, a little more than 70 amos, so 70 amos, and based on sign, is permitted, even for a private person in town. Obviously, if you want to make out of ropes or out of wooden poles, you can't have a separation between the poles or the ropes more than three tefachim or more. So that's considered again. You won't have your full mechitza. The field of you could also use wildlife, but they have to be tied down because otherwise the mechitza is very not permanent. The dog sees the bone and he goes running. Okay. Shmira saloshen mitzvah sahaftirat and gemoyta shatun and pedicate.